A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. I'm Dr. Ayan Panja, and today I'd like to talk about infertility. Well, the next generation is what keeps our human race going, and without conceptions, that wouldn't be possible. And infertility is such a huge issue. It has increased dramatically in the last 30 years. And depending on where you are in the world, people often go on this journey where at one point in their life, they can't think of anything worse than, you know, getting pregnant or having a child, to then at another stage in their life, really wanting to start a family or procreate, if you like. And, you know, I've been one of those people. And, you know, the juxtaposition that I'm faced with in clinic, most weeks where, you know, one person has fallen pregnant and they didn't want to, and another has been desperately trying, or a couple have been desperately trying to get pregnant and for whatever reason just can't. That's probably not a bad place to start. I want to start with a concept called childlessness, and particularly something called involuntary childlessness, because of course a lot of people decide they don't want to have children anyway, and it's not for them. But the people that do, that end up childless, can find it hard. And, you know, especially if you're in a social circle where lots of your friends, family are having children, and if you are struggling to conceive, there are so many reminders that are just part of the fabric of everyday life that you are childless. So not just when you go out and see families with children or hear that another friend has fallen pregnant, you know, it's things like Mother's Day or Father's Day. Or, you know, one of my patients years ago said every time she has a period, it's a reminder that she's not pregnant again. And involuntary childlessness, which may not be forever, because some people do get pregnant with fertility techniques, or they adopt children and, you know, they're no longer childless. But actually, if it persists and it's involuntary, then there is an element of grief associated with that for the children that you never had. And it's tough. It's tough. I've had friends go through it, and I feel it's a concept that needs acknowledging, but it's not actually specific to infertility. But it's something that I thought was important to bring up. Okay, so why are infertility rates on the rise? So to put some figures to that, fertility rates have dropped by 1% a year between 1960 and 2018. Now, 1% a year doesn't sound like much, but if you look at it another way, it's about 50% over 50 years. Just let that sink in for a minute. And it's reflected in birth rates internationally when you look at that parameter, although, again, not specifically related to infertility, because occasionally there are societal reasons, for example, in South Korea or in China historically, which affect the birth rate. And there are two strands to this. One is the personal sort of story and tragedy of infertility and how hard that is to bear emotionally. And the other is planetary. I mean, in South Korea, for example, the birth rate is currently 0.8 or thereabouts per woman. And what it needs to be is 2.1 to maintain the current population. But leaving that aside, looking at actual biological reasons why infertility is on the rise, the way, you know, let's look at the big factors. So one is that some people want to start a family later, and we know that fertility declines with age. Simple one. But I'm going to use my framework, which I call the health loop in my book, The Health Fix, because it's an easy way to lay out factors when it comes to any kind of non-communicable symptom or state of being, and infertility is one of them. So on a micro level, we know that for men, sperm counts and the quality of sperm are really important. And for women, it's similar, but when it comes to eggs, the quality of eggs and also the number of eggs in terms of ovulations. So what affects those two things? Well, let's go round the health loop. So diet, yes, there's definitely some evidence there. Goes without say. And, you know, if you think about reproductive health and the kind of nutrients that we need in order to maximize reproductive health, you know, it's things like omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, B vitamins and trace elements like selenium. So really nutrient-rich foods and appropriate supplementation when required. And I have seen the effects of just this one intervention with diet and or supplements, certainly in improvements in sperm count and quality and, you know, general chances of conception, because often couples make these changes together. And there'll be a link in the show notes about this, obviously, all of these things. Next up, exercise. We know that exercise is important for nearly every parameter of our general health. And particularly in a particular condition called polycystic ovarian syndrome, it seems to be of benefit to women who have that. And of course, what all of these things are doing, I mean, we've only just covered diet and exercise, but essentially they're reducing your levels of oxidative stress and inflammation. And that just means the body functions much better as one overall system, the reproductive system being one of them. Then there's environment, really important. Again, things like smoking, terrible for fertility, alcohol, toxic relationships, and other things like air pollution. You know, environment's important, you know, and also even things like stress at work, not good. Brings me on to stress. Cortisol, really not a good thing to be bounding around at a high level if you are trying to conceive. So one of the things that I've talked about in other episodes of this podcast is when you're stressed, your sex hormones are deprioritized in preference to cortisol. And there's this wonderful diagram called the steroid pathway, which starts with cholesterol, and all the way down, you'll see how our sex hormones come from that pathway. But when you're stressed, actually, cortisol takes over, and things like testosterone and progesterone and estrogen, all essential and really important in reproductive health, take a back seat. Okay, what's next? Sleep. Needless to say, sleep gives our body a chance to recover, recuperate. On a cellular level, that is. And so it is important to get it right if you can. I know people's lives are very busy. Not only that, sleep is linked to our circadian rhythm, the rhythm of life, as I like to call it. And one fact, if you don't know it, about conception is that you are more likely to conceive if you have sex early in the morning. And that's because sperm counts are higher in the morning. Genetics is another factor. Not much that we can do about that, because you can't change your genes. You can, of course, by doing all the other things that I've just mentioned, change how your genes are expressed. Then there's sunlight or vitamin D, and also historic infections, really important as they can really affect fertility. Now, why is it so important to do these things these days? Well, I'll tell you why, because the tide of things that are fighting against us to reduce our fertility is pretty grim. And they're everywhere. So plastics is one, for example, and a lot of the chemicals that you find in plastics, which leach into our system. So if you've got, say, I don't know, a plastic drinking bottle, a commercial one that you reuse, those chemicals, you know, get into the water that we're drinking, and then the water goes into our bodies. And then a lot of these chemicals are, they mimic our hormones like estrogen. And so they disrupt our hormonal balance. So toxins take part of the blame, at least, for reducing sperm counts, the quality of sperm, and the quality of eggs.
Hold up.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so I'm going to just talk a bit about some structural issues because there are some, and these also affect fertility, obviously. So in women, you know, mechanical obstructions like fibroids in the uterus can be one, or any kind of damage to the fallopian tubes, or issues with the cervical mucus. And sometimes the mucus can have antibodies that can make conceiving quite difficult. And there's a condition called endometriosis, where part of the lining of the womb ends up in other parts of the pelvis, and that can be a block as well. As can polycystic ovarian syndrome at times. A lot of these are treatable and reversible, but they're useful to just be aware of. And for men, there's oligospermia or azoospermia, where there's just not enough sperm, or the quality of the sperm, you know, the morphology, when you look under a microscope, the form of the sperm is not healthy enough to actually fertilize the egg. But again, you know, there are things like testicular biopsies that can potentially work around that. I want to be realistic as well, actually, for anyone listening to this who is going through a process or is currently struggling with conceiving. The odds for a lot of these things are random and sometimes not great. And part of us as human beings have to, you know, appreciate that it's just harder to get pregnant these days than it was 50 years ago for a multitude of reasons. There's no blame here. And, you know, as a couple who has been through that sort of process, my wife and I many years ago, it's amazing how many people are out there trying to give you advice, like, you know, oh, just relax, you know, it'll happen. Or, you know, someone I know suggested ordering these pretty hardcore hormone boosting drugs online, you know, illegally. And I was like, what planet are you on? Trying to conceive can make people really, you know, look at anything, you know, look at whatever it takes to get there. And I do understand that. I mean, in terms of techniques, I think most people are aware of these, IVF and ICSI and other methods. I'm not going to go into detail on those because I don't think that's relevant here. I wanted to bring up infertility really as a why it happens, what we can do to maximize our chances, and also just acknowledge that, you know, for some people, infertility is temporary and, you know, as I say, the end points can be conception, or if, you know, childlessness is the driver, then becoming an adoptive parent is another gift and not always what people had planned and may not be right for a lot of people, but is still something that gives the gift of parenting. I think over the years, you know, I have met so many couples that go through this process of trying to conceive. And, you know, for many of them, for a while, they're going through being infertile. And then suddenly they're blessed with a child, having gone through a process, either IVF or something similar. And then there's this thing called secondary infertility, where you're trying to have another child because you just feel that it would be good to have more than one child. And of course, the flip side is where it just doesn't work. And I can see that the strain that that sometimes has on relationships means that occasionally they don't work out, or the couple remain childless forever, which is absolutely fine. But there is a loss there. And going back to the beginning of this episode, when I mentioned childlessness, involuntary childlessness involves, you know, a grieving process. One other thing that I just want as a leaving thought, actually, it's an odd one, and it's difficult with infertility because I don't want people to be on a downer. And hopefully I've mentioned things in this episode which gives people some practical tips to get themselves in good shape if they are going through the motions of getting ready to start a family. Now, anyone who has done any kind of family therapy or is an adoptive parent will know this exercise. And it's something that I think is just important in principle about so many things in life, not just about children. It's called the fantasy child exercise. And I think I did it probably about almost 20 years ago. And it's when you are asked to write down everything you would want in your ideal child. So, you know, what their behaviours are going to be like, and you know, that sort of idyll that Michael McIntyre talks about, you know, where he's sort of having picnics in meadows with his children. Of course, the reality of parenting is quite different. But whatever you write down on that list of your ideal fantasy child, once you've done that, the end of the exercise is to rip that up. And that's because that fantasy child does not exist for anyone. It just doesn't. And I think it's worth mentioning here, I know it may sound a little bit harsh, perhaps a bit brutal, but the reality of life means we all have to kind of prepare for the unexpected, both positive and negative, and then somehow process and deal with that. And I guess the reason I'm acknowledging this is, you know, again, through my own experiences in the consulting room, people have hope. And, you know, sometimes I end these episodes with a quote, and I haven't done that in quite a while, but I'm going to today. And it is about hope, and it's by St. Augustine. And it's this: hope has two beautiful daughters. Their names are anger and courage. Anger at the way things are, and courage to see that they do not remain as they are. I think that is absolutely right. People lose hope, don't they, after a certain point, or there's no need to hope anymore because they've got the result that they want. And infertility, I think, is such a huge, complex area. I hope I've done it some justice, and I hope that's been useful to you if you are going through that journey of trying to conceive. I've put in lots of links in the show notes, some for scientific information, but also some for support. Okay, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you again for listening. Do keep the suggestions coming in. I absolutely love them. I do get through them in the end. And once again, if you like what you hear, please share with friends and family. And until we meet again next time, do stay well. Look after yourself. Take care. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.